My task today was to talk about you are a spiritual broadcasting station. And Ernest has a whole chapter about that, and I'm going to read just a few paragraphs to begin this part from Ernest. He says, did you ever stop to think that you are a spiritual and mental broadcasting station, and that messages are going out from you in all directions, perhaps even while you are asleep? Messages which have an influence on your environment and the people around you. And since everything moves in circles, the messages you broadcast will come back to you. We are told that the mental atmosphere of a home can influence a dog, a cat, and a canary to the extent that they become neurotic when surrounded by criticism and unhappiness. There is a place where our physical bodies begin and leave off, but the mind has no such limitations, and our thoughts penetrate everything around us. We are all broadcasting stations, whether or not we know it. Our thoughts, feelings, and emotions, our faiths and fears, tend to make an imprint on our environment. We are also receiving sets. But it does not follow that what we must tune in to every program being broadcast. Can you imagine turning on and listening to every program at once? But you know, we do that with our thoughts, don't we? We have a zillion, trillion thoughts going on in our head at once. Do we need to pay attention to all of them? When we want to listen to a certain program, we tune our radios to its wavelength. The program already is within the ether in the room, but it does not affect our instrument until we tune into it. So again, what are you tuning into? What station are you on? It is fascinating, he says, to think that we are both mental broadcasting stations and receiving sets. And it will be even more wonderful when we learn to broadcast only the kind of messages that we wish to have return. I know I'm speaking to the choir here. So there's an interesting story. One day, a professor entered his classroom and asked his students to prepare for a surprise test. They all waited anxiously at their desks for the exam to begin. And the professor handed out all of the exams with the text facing down as usual. Once he handed them all out, he asked the students to turn over the page. To everyone's surprise, there were no questions, just a black dot in the center of the page. The professor, seeing the expression on everyone's faces, told them the following, I want you to write about what you see there. The students, confused, got started on the inexplicable task. At the end of the class, the professor took all the exams and started reading each one of them out loud in front of everyone. All of them. No exception, defined the black dot, trying to explain its position in the center of the sheet and the significance of it. After all had been read, the classroom was silent, and the professor explained, I'm not going to grade you on this. I just wanted to give you something to think about. No one wrote about the white on the outside, the space. Everyone focused on the black dot. And the same thing happens in our lives. However, if we insist on only focusing on the black dot, the health issue that bothers us, the limitations of money, the complicated relationship with someone, or a disappointment, the dark spots are very small when compared to everything we have available in our lives. But that dot is the one that pollutes our minds and stops us from our greatness. So take your eyes away from the black dot in your life, he says. Enjoy each of your blessings, each moment that life gives you, and live a life filled with love and expansion. The black dot. So a science of mind point of view is that we see the original broadcasting station as God, as love, as grace. First cause, we call it. But that is the original broadcasting station, extending its vibration out into all of creation. And to the degree that we tune our dial into that same vibrational frequency as the original broadcaster, in our thoughts, beliefs, and feelings, we will demonstrate God's loving vibration in our own lives and ultimately in the world. So the original broadcaster, I really like that, seeing God as the original broadcaster. But there's a lot of good vibration there, obviously. So what are some ways we can create a new vibration in our life? Anybody have any ideas? Meditation, I heard. Gratitude. Movement. We can pray. We can meditate. We can laugh out loud. We can love. We can give. We can receive and be grateful for life's good, no matter how big or small. We can cultivate wonder and awe in our life. One of my favorite teachers said to me, find something to be in awe of every day, not awe, but awe, A-W-E. Bless, praise, and give thanks every day. Bless, praise, and give thanks. It elevates our consciousness. You cannot be grumpy and grateful at the same time, people. Doesn't work. They're two different vibrations. It's absolutely impossible to be grumpy and grateful at the same time. So I have a funny story that I heard on the radio, and I don't remember the guy's name who was interviewed, so I apologize, and I'm going to make up some of the story, but it doesn't matter. So on KVMR, they interview, Michael Stone interviews people on Tuesdays. And this was a guy who wrote a book about happiness, or he was writing a book about happiness. And he came from the Jewish tradition. And he was telling this story about how his mother, he grew up with his mother always kvetching, and oh, this is not good, and oh, my feet hurt, and I shouldn't have worn these shoes, and oh, look at her dress, and oh, oy vey. Does anybody know about kvetching? Maybe you do it. So he was writing this book about happiness, and he happened to go visit her in Southern California, and he said, Mom, I'm writing this book on happiness. And he remembers she looked at him and kind of said, oh, why? What kind of book is that? And he said, well, I have this process that I want to share with you and have you do it as well. And she said, no, I don't know. I'm really old, and it's just too much. I can't remember anything anyway. He said, well, I'll remind you. While I'm here, I'm going to do it for you, okay? And so she agreed. So the process was that every time she complained or made a judgment or just had her kvetching, she would take a breath, he would take a breath, and say, and my life is blessed, which we say here. Similar, and my life is blessed. So, and during the week he was there, she was, oh, yeah, this and that. Oh, the traffic's terrible. Oh, I can't see anything. Or, oh, the light is too bad. Or it's too dark. It's too cold. It's too hot. My meat isn't cooked. And, Mom, and my life is blessed. And my life is blessed. So she kind of reluctantly did it for a while. And eventually it kind of changed a little bit. And she started to remember to say it. He didn't have to prompt her. And my life is blessed, you know? So it got a little more cheery. So anyway, he went back to his home in New York and got a call about a week later from his sister, who was very similar to the mom in the kvetching department. So his sister said, what did you do to mother? He said, why? She seems happy. She's saying blessing thing. What did you do to her? So the funny thing is, you know, we have that phrase, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Well, I'm here to tell you, you can. And that phrase has changed my life. I use that phrase with all of my clients. When we complain about anything, and it could have reasons. And my life is blessed. Because you see what happens? You cut the spell that you're in this negative thing or it looks bad. You take a breath, and my life is blessed. Boom, you're right into gratitude. You're right connected to the divine again. You're not over here. So if you don't get anything else from out of anything I've said today, write that down. Remember it, and my life is blessed. Because I guarantee you it'll make a shift in your consciousness. And for a while, make a little sticky note so you remember to say it. So Ernest goes on to say, let us find a new wavelength for our mental instruments. And saying that phrase is a new wavelength, by the way. And as surely as we do this, we shall begin to broadcast on this wavelength. We shall discover that we are not only helping ourselves, but we're helping everyone around us. Let us tune our mental instruments to success and happiness, to the idea of physical wholeness, and above everything else, to the comforting thought that there is a love in the universe by which by its very presence dissolves all hate, that there is a faith that neutralizes all fear, and that there is a confidence that brushes aside every doubt. No, he says, this is not an idle dream. This is an intense reality with a big R. Somewhere along the line, we must find a faith greater than all our doubts, fears, and uncertainties. Faith, mentally practicing the best case scenario. Feel as if the thing has happened. F-A-I-T-H. Feel as if the thing has happened. So I know we're all going through things in our life. Some of us are having physical challenges. Some of us are having financial difficulties. Some of us are having emotional problems. Some of us are just upset with life. It doesn't matter. Now is a holy moment for you to say yes to turning the channel, to shifting your signal. It really is that easy, but you have to consciously do it in whatever way you find to do. Talk to a practitioner, talk to your minister. Utilize a way that you can break the spell of whatever you're in, that black dot. There's so much out here for you. There's that expansive beingness of you that's just waiting for you to take your attention from the dot to what's possible. That's why I love being a life coach and a practitioner, because I move people from what is to what's possible, from a question mark in their life to an exclamation point. Life is for you. There is really nothing against you. So I would like you to just close your eyes for a moment and take a deep breath. And when I ask you to open your eyes, not now, but when I tell you, I want you to just notice what's up on the screen and notice your first impression. Don't open your eyes. Just be paused. And just noticing your first impression or interpretation. And just notice what you see. Not now. Eyes closed. Don't peek. Take a breath. Go ahead and open your eyes. So some of you saw peace is nowhere. Some of you saw peace is now here. No judgment to this, but just notice what you saw. And are you willing to see peace is now here? Just to notice. We are radio wave receivers and broadcasting stations. We are unified with the vibrational frequency of our Creator. We broadcast into the creative law who we believe we are and what we believe about our world. The law always says yes, returning to us an exact match of our broadcast. We receive the goodness of the original broadcast to the degree that we tune into its vibrational frequency. Thank you, Tony. So let's stand. We're going to do a final prayer together, and it's an alphabet affirmative action. It's something I made up. Well, you know, nothing's really new, but I think I made it up. You're going to need to open your arms like this, so just kind of spread out. And you can do it seated as well, if you're more comfortable seated. So the movement is what's called in yoga a heart breath, and it pumps your lymphatic system. So it's really good for your immune system. It also just brings energy up into the heart chakra. So what you're going to do is be pushing out, and you kind of tense your arms, and then you relax them to your heart. So you're going to push out, and you're going to relax, and you're going to push out, and you're going to do this for a while, and your arms will get tired, but just don't pay attention to that. You just keep going. And we add affirmative. We're going to send an affirmative signal to ourselves and the universe. And I call it alphabet affirmative action because I'm going to go through the alphabet A through Z. If I forget a letter, please tell me. And I'm going to say an affirmation. You repeat it after me. And then we all say, I am, I am. So just follow along. And it's going to go quick. So just do the best you can. So repeat after me. Alive, awake, and aware. I am, I am. We'll say that together. Repeat after me. Blessed, bountiful, and big. I am, I am. Courageous, caring, and cute. I am, I am. Divine, devoted, and dear. I am, I am. Energetic and enthusiastic. I am. Fun and fabulous. I am, I am. Graceful, good, and generous. I am, I am. Happy, healthy. I am, I am. Intuitive, insightful, intuitive and insightful. I am, I am. Joyful and jubilant. I am, I am. Kind and knowing. I am, I am. Loving, loyal, and likable. I am, I am. Mighty and magnificent. I am, I am. Nice and noble. I am, I am. Opulent, open, and optimistic. I am, I am. Peaceful, poised, and practical. I am, I am. Quiet and quintessential. I am, I am. Radiant and ready and reliable. I am, I am. Sacred and serene. I am, I am. Truthful and thankful. I am, I am. United and undeniably great. I am, I am. Vivacious and vibrant. Wise, wealthy, and whole. I am, I am. Remember, you're sending out a broadcast. Extra special. I am, I am. Youthful and young. I usually have a prompt. Zesty. I am, I am. And we take that I am into us. We have just sent out an amazing signal. I am, you are, we are, all of that and more. That's the expansive. That's that big white space. We're away from the black dot. We are in that vibration of the Most High, knowing that everything that has just been spoken is the truth about you. Have no doubt about it. I have no doubt about it. Everyone is that you just spoke. And so it is. Amen.